be in the house of the Lord this morning. How's everybody doing? God is good. It's good to see everybody. Welcome to the worship service of the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. Those who are joining us here in physical presence, those of you that are in the social media realm, the website media realm, all over the world. To some, it's not morning. Some is evening, some is night, but this is the day the Lord has made.
Amen.
And let us rejoice and be glad in it. You look good. You look good. Can't see all of you, but it's good. It's good to see something. Yeah, it's good. I'm just looking around. I know some people. Brother Gary, I was at church. I said, I didn't know it. I couldn't tell who you were. I met some new individuals. I say new, reacquainted with some this morning as I was coming in. God is still good.
Amen.
He's still good. And we are people of faith.
Amen.
We are people of faith. I want to dive right into my lesson this morning. It's a teaching lesson. This month I've been giving excerpts, snippets from the Word of God, and I'm entitling it Excerpts to the Church. Primarily, most of the New Testament was written to the church, Christians. I mean, the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, we call them the Gospels, about the life of Christ. The book of Acts, the history of the church, and the Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote 13, some say 14, of the letters that are written to the church. We're in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 is where we're beginning this morning, in verse number 1. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 1. If you are at home, hopefully you get still. Get still for a minute. Those of us as members of the body, we know that though our physical presence is not here, we're still worshiping God, because we worship him how? In spirit
and in truth.
And so you, the spirit we can't see with our eyes, but the spirit is just as real as our physical bodies.
Amen.
You can close your eyes, and now all of us, if we close our eyes, we can't see. But I got a question for you. Are you still here?
Amen.
And so don't tune us out. I know I used to say get up out your bed, but I know that's not going to work all the time for folks at home. But at least sit up. Amen. Open your eyes, right? Yeah, if you got your coffee, that's all right. No coffee in here, but that's all right if you got your coffee. 2 Thessalonians. Let's get into the word. Stay with me for a moment. I need to end on time. Verse 1, finally, notice last week I was in 1 Peter, and we said to sum up, it summed up all of the important facts. And here in this particular letter, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica. He's writing to the church. Matter of fact, I see it, we in 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Finally, brothers and sisters, he identifies. See, these letters were to be read aloud to the church. That's how they knew. I quoted last week when he wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:13. He says, until I come, he says, I want you to give your attention to the public reading.
Right.
Public reading. So when is he going to read? When the church comes together. He says to exhortation. And the word exhortation, sometimes I use the word encouragement, but I don't know if that gives all of the definition of it. It means to exhort, to means to incite with words. Or to stimulate with words. That's why, see, preaching is a little different even than teaching. You know, and even the preacher, God don't want the preacher to just be monotone. You know, when you read something, you read it and you put all of you to sleep. He says, Timothy, I want you to give your attention to public reading. It's to stimulate, to incite to action with words. But make sure you're using my words. Yeah, and then he says, we're teaching doctrine. So we read the word. That's what we're, matter of fact, that's what a sermon ought to do every time. You reread from the Word of God. You don't want my feeble opinion. We try to incite people to action for God.
Amen.
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 And teach them the truth.
Amen.
The truth of God's word. So go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Finally, brothers and sisters. So this to everybody.
That's
right. Hold on. Wait a minute just a second. Well, it's really to those who really have already obeyed the gospel.
That's right.
Yeah. And we know from Acts, go to Acts 17. Go to Acts 17. I didn't put this in my notes. But from Acts 17, verse number 1 through 4, we see that the Apostle Paul, he established the church at Thessalonica in the book of Acts 17. Let me read this real quickly. Now, when they had traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Notice this, a synagogue of the Jews. And according to Paul's custom, he visited them for three Sabbaths, reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and giving evidence that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I'm proclaiming to you is Christ." And listen, verse 4, and some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, along with a large number of the God-fearing Greeks and a significant number of the leading women. Notice, they came to Thessalonica. A synagogue was there. Folk were worshiping God. Somebody need to hear this morning.
Amen.
Folks were worshiping God, but they were not saved according to the scriptures. And that's for everybody. Those of us that we see, an individual can be religious and not be saved. Oh, my goodness. And Paul went there to preach the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And there's still people in the world that need to hear it every single day. I was talking to a guy the other day. He said, "Bro, you know, I like studying religions and all kinds of religions." And I told him, I said, "That's good. I do too. I study all kinds of religions. But you, there is only one Christ." Amen. Yeah, you can study them. You can even admire some of them. But you got to obey the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, and so Paul preached in such a way that many folk believe.
That's right.
But we'd be very naive to think everybody's gonna believe.
Everybody,
some people just hear the gospel and they don't get it. Or they reject it.
Right.
But that's no reason for us to reject God if somebody else wanna reject God. Amen. That's the way God works. He didn't make us robots. We get to choose for ourselves. Now go back to 2 Thessalonians. I got off track a little bit. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, he says, finally. And so this letter, part of this excerpt I'm selecting, is a teaching. And I can almost promise you that when this was read, it wasn't nobody doing a whole lot of shouting. But hopefully they were listening. And it was for them, but it's also for us today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And every now and then, the church need to be taught. A whole lot of times, the church need to be taught how we ought to be acting. Amen.
Amen.
And so that's why I say it probably wasn't a whole lot of shouting after you hear what he said. He said, finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread. I'm reading from the New American Standard Translation. That the word of the Lord will spread. And my translation uses the word rapidly and be glorified. So he's telling the church, Paul is a missionary. He's preaching all over the world. He's preaching. And he says, pray for that the word will be, he uses the word rapidly. And that puts a sense of urgency on the teaching of the word. Do we need a sense of urgency today?
Amen.
Yeah. See, you know. I hope to preach word, and he says to exalt. I hope it sometimes make us uncomfortable, because sometimes we get too comfortable, don't we? And we just act like we got all the time in the world, and we put off things we know we don't. I need to pray more. I sure need to pray more. Well, what you waiting on? Yeah, I need to pray with my children. I need to start teaching my children some Bible verses. Well, what you waiting on? I need to get involved in the church. I go, Brother Barry, Brother Barry, send them for just a second. For those that's in here, Brother Barry, one of our elders. Brother Pastor, where you at? Brother Pastor, one of our elders. You need to get involved. Check with them.
Amen.
brothers or sisters. We need teachers. We need, brother, we're not back together yet. We still got something for you to do.
Amen.
The Lord got something for you to do.
Amen.
Yeah, some of us, we boss on our job, telling folks, hey, you go here, you late, you don't take, you not on time, and we come to the Lord's house, act like we can't do.
Amen. Amen.
I'm smiling while I say it. Yeah, and so there was a sense of urgency back then. Lord have mercy, there's a sense of urgency today. My goodness, man, I don't know. I mean, we all watching the same thing. You know, I can understand somebody 20 years old and younger. You think your life is just ahead of you, but you shouldn't think it either. Early one morning, about 9 o'clock in Miami, folks were sleeping in their bed, and the whole building came down. Didn't know what hit them. Yeah, I just be praying, Lord, oh Jesus, oh, dude, I mean, you know, I praying, Lord, you know, I know we all gotta go. But Paul says, pray that the word spread rapidly. Why the words need to spread rapidly? Because folks still need to be saved.
Amen.
There may be someone in here that's watching right now. There may be someone sitting here. There may be someone watching right now. And you know you need to be baptized.
Amen.
You know it, Melody, in the morning. But I'm trying to get my life together. You're not going to do that.
Right.
You cannot get your life. If you can get your life together, you wouldn't need God. Yeah, and so don't be waiting all day to do things that we. Ah, goodness. And he says, and be glorified. It's a whole lot of preaching in this. He says, and be glorified. And then he goes on to say, just as it was also with you. Now, he's writing to the church. Let's see. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Chapter 1. I want you to just understand what it means that. And you see, the word needs to spread rapidly, and it needs to be glorified. In other words, see, we got the saints in here, all the soldiers in here this morning. You didn't accidentally come to the Lord's house. You came to hear God's word. You came to be uplifted, and you came to be filled with the Spirit of God. You love God. You love Christ. But you know what? The word, the church needs to be glorified. What do you mean? The world needs to see us and know about us. They need to know God's work and God's people, especially in times like this. Read verse 4. Can you put it up there? I don't have it in my notes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 4. Bear, you got it? Read it for me. Read.
Knowing brothers.
Beloved by God.
Election of God.
Okay.
For our gospel came not unto you in word only.
Read.
But also in power.
Read.
And in the Holy Ghost.
Okay, read.
With much assurance.
Okay, look, I'm sorry, go to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, that's my fault. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1 and verse number 4. 2 Thessalonians, chapter
1.
Read.
Glorying in you as in the church of God, churches of God.
Okay, read.
For your patience.
Okay, go back again. So go back and read it again.
So that we ourselves
glory
in you.
Now he's writing to the churches, to the church at Thessalonica, and he says, you know what? I'm telling everybody, all the churches of God, about you and your perseverance and how you went through suffering. I'm talking about it because I want them to be encouraged because God is glorified in the way you are acting. And that's what he's talking about when we go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. He says, and be glorified, just that it was also in you, and that we will, go back, verse 2, and that we will be rescued from troublesome and evil people. For not all have the faith.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody don't believe.
Right.
And some people, so much so that they would even be enemies of the cross.
Right.
They would try to deter others from believing. And some would go even a step further, and they try to do harm to folk who trying to tell folk about the Lord's church and Jesus Christ. And he says, y'all pray for me that the word is spread, that it spreads rapidly.
Amen.
And pray for me that the evil folk won't stop the word and they won't hurt me. Yeah. And so, and not only hurt me, hurt us. As we try to spread the word. And sometimes they don't hurt us physically, but folk can do other things to hurt us. And then everybody, I sometimes I rag my brain while some people don't obey the gospel. You know, you teach it just as plain. You can teach it. You can teach it just as kindly and lovingly as you can. And everybody, you know, everybody just don't believe. Some people believe in all kinds of stuff. You know, some of it I believe. Some people just don't want to be accountable. Yeah, some folks just want to do what they want to do, and they want to act like it ain't no God, and they will just reject Jesus Christ. It happened then, and it happens right now. Amen?
Right.
It's just the truth, and sometimes it's in our own family.
Right.
Verse 3, but the Lord is faithful. Isn't he faithful?
Yes, he is.
God haven't changed.
Amen.
Listen, God not going to change because somebody don't believe in him.
Amen.
The same need to go for us. We sometimes we get discouraged, but if you're serving God, if you're serving him through trials and tribulations, if you're serving him in good times, be faithful, being faithful. The sun rises every day on time.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And that's what we need to keep in our minds when we're going through some trials. Like Brother Gary, if my crazy husband would act right, he might not never act right. Your wife might not. Boy, I wish my wife was just a faithful. I wish she would pray for her, but she might not change. Amen?
Amen.
No, don't say it too loud because he might be in here. But he says God is faithful and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. You got to believe that.
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes trials hit us. Things happen to us, but God, the Bible says God will protect us from the evil one. What do you mean, Brother Gary? Sometimes life can beat us down, but can't nobody take our soul.
Amen.
God says that he says, I'll protect you from the evil one if you keep your faith in me. Then he goes on to say, we have confidence in the Lord concerning you. Boy, Paul was exhorting. He was exhorting this church. He was exhorted. He got confidence in you, in the Lord. He says that you are doing, amen, and will do what we command.
Amen.
Now, this was a fairly young church when the Apostle Paul, most scholars would say, he wrote this letter, this 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, within 3 to 6, 8 months after the church was established, after he left them. So he writes this letter to the church. He's bragging on the church to everybody. Not so much bragging, but he's telling all the other churches about it. Man, the church of Thessalonica, they haven't been around that long. They were made up of Jews and Gentiles. So it was a mixed, diverse church. And he's talking to other churches about this church. And he encouraged, listen, y'all, pray for me. And he says, you keep doing what you've been doing.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Now, you can't say that about it. Some churches need to start doing.
Amen.
But he says, you keep doing. And so that means they were doing. But he also says, keep doing. See, some folks say, once you save, you always say that. Don't sound like that to me. It sounds like to me that we better keep, if we're doing what's right, we need to keep doing right. Amen?
Amen.
Just because you were faithful this year, Brother, I used to do this and I used to do that. That's good. Janet Jackson say, what have you done for me?
Amen.
I know that's an old song, but yeah. I mean, you think about it. Boy, I heard one writer, I don't know where I heard it recently, says, you know, people remember the last thing you do. You know what? Simone Biles, boy, she's tough. Ain't she tough?
Yeah.
I believe she's the greatest gymnast, woman gymnast of all time. But she had some trials this time, though, did she?
Yes, she.
And you know what? It was real shaky for a minute there. But you know, and folk will forget all about what she had done. That's how people do, don't you? Some of them are in here right now. Yeah, we like to remember the bad stuff. But Paul told them, he says this, you keep on, listen to this passage. I put this in my notes. Colossians chapter 4, verse 14. Luke, the beloved physician, sends you his greetings. And Demas does also. Luke was a physician. Luke is attributed to the book of Luke and the book of Acts. Demas was one of the disciples. He traveled. He traveled with the disciples, faithful in the Lord. Amen. Yeah, but look at this. Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. 2 Timothy 4, 10. For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone. The same faithful Demas Not very that long ago, faithful demon, faithful in the Lord. What happened in between time? You know what happened. Uh-huh. Your life happened.
That's right.
The world happened.
That's right.
Temptation happened. Yeah, maybe, influence happened.
That's right.
I don't know. Trials may have happened. I don't know. Drugs may have happened. Alcohol may have. But can anybody trip up? And Paul, he writing this, he says, look, I know what you did, and that's good. I've been bragging on you, but you got to keep doing it.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Revelations 2:10, the latter part of that verse say, be thou faithful unto death. Yeah. Lord, I mean, if you're a senior citizen right now, oh, if you're 60, well, you say, see, I better go higher than that. If you, I mean, you've been in the law, you're 70 years old, 75. You 80 years old, been serving God, faithful to God. Now this little pandemic has come through here and just troubled your soul, troubled your spirit. Don't you give up on God. Don't you stop being faithful. Don't you stop. Don't get lazy and say, I ain't worshiping today because I can't come to the physical body. And stop reading your Bible and stop praying and stop serving God and stop being kind to folk. You better keep doing what you've been doing.
Amen,
amen, somebody?
Amen.
Not just for the old, for all of us.
Amen.
For all of us. I know sometimes I'm a little concerned. Some of my brothers and sisters, they text, they call us. It's still some folk that I don't know. The elders have individuals that they try to encourage. They have a certain amount that they try to encourage and call. But there's still some folk that I'm wondering where they are. That's just me personally, because you can't see everybody. And some have come back, some have not come back, and I'm just wondering what you're doing. You know, maybe I just don't see them, but I surely hope that you're not letting the devil get in your spirit and get in your heart. And Paul, he writes this. He says, listen to this. He says that you're doing, and we'll do what we command. See, a command is not a suggestion from God. See, command is something God expects us to do.
Amen.
And you know, Paul was converted to the gospel. He became God, one of God's messengers. And boy, he gives some command, serious command. He says, may the Lord direct your hearts to love, to the love of God and to the perseverance of Christ. That's what we have to do. Yeah. Yeah. I don't worry about Sundays, the Lord's Day. We spiritual on the Lord's Day,
uh-huh.
Are we? Most of us, we love. That's why I'm glad we come back together. It's not Sundays that, it's not the first day of the week, because most of us, we get up with a spiritual song on our heart on the first day of the week. You get up just humming, ooh, oh, I love Jesus. It's not Sundays. It's Mondays. Is it that way with you too? It's Mondays. It's Tuesdays. It's Thursdays. Ooh, it's show Fridays. Fridays and Saturdays. What you doing on those days? It's just me talking to myself. See, perseverance through the, you know how you hear things, and I don't like to go off of what I hear, but I'm hearing things. We talking to the body. Now, if you guess, we just love you, but every now and then you have to talk to the body. And I've been hearing some troubling things. And see, when you hear things, you don't know if they're all true or not. But we Christians, we still Christians, right? Don't let Satan take your soul. Don't make a impulsive something that's gonna affect your family and you. We gotta persevere.
Amen.
Through the trying times.
Amen.
Through the trouble. We gotta come back to God. Come back to the table. Come back to the spirit. Come back to Jesus.
Amen.
I understand what you're saying, Paul. I understand. The young church. And, you know, we fill up on Sundays, but boy, the devil get on us. Or when we nobody's around. See, you know, that's my biggest. I'm good most of the time, but you get by yourself, boy, the devil can work on you, your heart. He'll have you doing something. Lord, I mean, you think you're getting away with it, and he's just sucking your little spiritual life out of you. And then he goes on to verse number 6. Listen to this, verse 6. Now we command you. Notice, this is, it's like we command you, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we say, you know, we want the brothers to be, this is to the brothers and the sisters. There's no greater honor than to be called a brother and sister in the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that you keep away from every brother or sister who leads a disorderly life. What are you saying, Paul? Now, you writing to the church. You ain't writing to the world.
Right.
He says to keep away from every brother that's in the church.
That's right.
Or sister who leads a disorderly life. Listen, and not one in accordance with which the tradition which you've received from us. That's why I say you won't be shouting on this one. Because this is in-house stuff. It does matter how we act.
Amen.
And what we say.
Yes.
And what we do.
Amen.
And how we treat each other.
Amen.
Yeah, it matters. He said, now you need to know the definition of what it means. I know somebody asking it, so I'm going to answer it with the Bible. What does disorderly mean, Brother Gary?
Yeah.
Well, Paul also wrote a letter to the Corinthians, and they had it. Ooh, they had some stuff going on in Corinth. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, listen to this now. He says, now this was also to be read to the church.
Right.
I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people.
Bible is right.
I know you want me to run on past that.
Bible is right.
He says, I wrote to you not to associate. He said in verse 10, I did not all mean with the sexually immoral people of this world or with the greedy. And we're talking about disorderly. With the greedy or swindlers or with the idolaters. For then you would have to leave the world. But actually, I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother. If he is sexually immoral person or a greedy person or an idolater or is verbally abusive or habitually drunk or a swindler, not even to eat with such a person. Now, do you know what disorderly means now?
Bible is right. Bible is right.
So Paul say, he said, look, you young church, you serving the Lord, you're doing good. He said, now watch yourself in the church.
Amen.
Because everybody in the church,
amen,
not in there for the same reason.
That's right. That's right.
And you be careful. Now, he uses the word associate. See, you know, we love each other. We see each other. We're going to speak to everybody. And we're supposed to be an example to everybody. Not saying for you to mock some excommunication.
Right.
But he said, look, don't. See, even in the church, you know, we have associates, some people that we hang closer with. But he says, in the Lord's church, if you know somebody that's living this kind of, now we all make mistakes, amen?
Right. Amen?
Now, we all have sinned, and we will still sin even after we've been in the body. And so we're not to be a judge, go, I wonder if she's sinned, I wonder if he's sinned. Matter of fact, you need to point to yourself and say, you sinned. But if you know somebody is living a life of sin.
Right.
You know, you got a brother in the Lord, in the church. I'm going to use a brother, sisters. Brothers, don't be mad. I'm just using just as an example.
Right.
You got a brother in the church, and he married or single, and he just wow.
Right.
Hitting on the single sisters.
Right.
Hitting on the married sisters.
Right.
And you know it. Oh, you know, he said, man, hey, man, who is that over there? He talking to you. Who is that over there? I don't know, brother. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Ooh, man, she's sure fine. And you know what? I'm going to see if I. Man, can you come? Man, I'm going out tonight. And you, brother, in the church. Okay, what you talking about? This is worldly talk. This is church talk this morning. And you know what he's doing. You know what he's up to.
Right.
Paul said, don't go with him.
Amen.
Don't hang with him.
Amen.
Now, let me turn it around. Don't hang with her either.
Amen.
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 We ought not be collaborating in the Lord's church with somebody who's crooking folk out of my, you in business, and you're not treating people right. And you know they're not, you're unfair. Paul said, don't hang with nobody like that.
Bible is right.
And he says, I'm commanding you.
Amen.
Wow. See, do you see why the Lord wants this to be read publicly? Notice this. So everybody can hear it. Everybody in the church. And see, the Bible says the word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And if the word don't, you see, if the word don't stimulate, if the word does not incite us to change our ways or stop our way, nothing's going to stop you. Because if you're in here right now, if I was hookers and crookers of folk, and I'm hearing out of a bed, I'd be like, Lord, I didn't know that was in the Bible. I need to stop doing this.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, see, some stuff we need to hear. This comes from God, and if God, if it, this don't scare you. Yeah. Yeah, and so Paul, he says, you read this to the church. I want to hear, this is the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Right.
Ooh, goodness. Listen to verse 8. I'm hastening. Listen to verse 8. Let me finish verse 7. He says, for you yourselves are to follow our example. Paul said, I gave you that because we did not act in an undue. You didn't see me chasing no women in the church.
Right.
I wasn't lying habitually to you. I wasn't cursing folks out. I wasn't wishy-washy. I'm the same person all the time, the way among you. In verse number 8, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. Oh, hello. But with labor and hardship, we kept working night and day so that we would not be a burden. Paul said, you know how preachers, we have this air about us sometimes. I hope I don't have that kind of air. I hope I don't have that kind of air. Pray for me. Sometimes we do think, you know, we speaking like Jesus, you know. But I can tell you, I'm sure I'm not close to Jesus.
Amen.
But he said, I'm the preacher. And when I came among you, I worked for my food. What are you saying, bro? Paul is saying, look, nobody in the church should be a freeloader off nobody. I mean, we all need some help sometime, amen. Things happen. We might need help. I might need to stay at one of the members' houses for a couple of days. But Gary, if you stay at somebody's house, wash the dishes. Sweep the floor. Take the trash out. Don't sit up and lay up all day, all night long. Everybody go, and all you do is sit at the table and eat their food.
That's right.
Notice. Brothers and sisters.
Amen.
He said, look, that's not the example. That's not God's people. We don't act like that. We don't do that. You know what? We need to start early teaching our children how to be responsible. You brush your teeth, put your own cap on the toothpaste. You drink a cup, don't leave it in the den. Go put your cup up. What you doing? Teaching them. Notice this. He says, with labor and hardship, we kept working. Let me finish reading this. He says, not because we didn't have the right to do this.
Right.
Paul says, I'm the preacher. I could have just said, you know what, y'all serve me. I'm working. I'm teaching and preaching the word of God. But Paul says, I could have taken that route. But he said this. But in order to offer ourselves I'm using the New American Standard Translation. He says, as a role model. Everybody say role model.
Role.
See, that means that none of us are an island. See, in other words, the best way to teach a boy how to work is for the daddy to work. Amen. Amen, somebody. Boy, look here, brother. Can I say this on the side, not in my lesson? If you a daddy and you got some, I got girls, and I'm telling you, they know how to work. But you got a boy, I don't know many things that's worse than a lazy. You got yourself some on your hands when you get a lazy grown man. And he says for us, the saints, he says, we all, notice this, all of us, you want to teach a girl how to be a lady? How to learn? You be a roach. Don't run your mouth. Show them. You be a role model. That's teaching. That's what parenting is. Yeah, and he says this. He says for you, so that you would follow our example. For even when we were with you, we used to give you this order. If anyone is not willing to work, I heard that a lot of time. That's pretty strong, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to try that on my grandkids. I'm trying, all they do is eat and play. I think I'm going to try that. Big Daddy, I'm ready to eat. I'm going to say, let me go check it. Let me go check your toy box. Yeah, you. When you get through doing what you're doing, then you can come to the tape. Ooh, I gotta hear him stop. Let me read this. Notice this. Listen to this. For we hear that some among you are leading an undisciplined life, doing no work at all, but acting like busybodies. Men and women. I've learned this. Men can be just as busybodies as women can. Men can gossip just as much as a woman can, can't they? So all this person doing, this in the church. I don't know what was going on. I don't know what was happening. But they in the church, and somebody either not either lost their job or they wasn't working or didn't want to work. One pastor say some folk are acting like they looking for Jesus to come. Now the Bible tells us Jesus is coming one day, but he don't want to sit up looking in the sky all day long. And being a busybody is a sin in of itself. In other folks' business. Amen. And now we command and exhort, there it is again, such persons in the Lord Jesus Christ to work peaceably and eat their own bread. But as for you, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary of doing good. That sometimes happens to them. Yeah, just don't grow weary. You won't get a pat on the back all the time for doing the mundane things that, you know, that just need to be done. Somebody need to do them. Right. Yeah, you're just doing the mundane things. Keep. Come, brothers, thank y'all for working in worship service. We know, you know, somebody don't say, well, thank you, brother, for praying and leading the song. Thank you, brothers, for working in the booth, and sisters for, we got so many people behind the scenes that put all our announcements and messages and social media posts and guard to make sure nobody's acting bad on social media. We got folks watching out for that. People reading the visitors' cards. Some of you send out cards to everybody. You call folk, send flowers. Some of you go to funerals and nobody knows it but you and God. And Paul writing to the church, this real church, this real, he says, don't grow weary. God see all of that. God see what you're doing. Yeah, he sees what you're doing. And then he goes on, if anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, he tells the church, he says, take special notice of that person so as not to associate with it. Because see, when you make that person a buddy, when you give that busybody an ear to listen, you participating in what they doing. Yeah, right. Sometimes you have to say, you know what, let's talk about something else. Yeah, he said, not to associate with him so that he'll be put to shame. You know, you sometimes some woman coming to you with all some stuff. You know, girl, I hear blah, 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 and Brother Gary and Brother Barron, they always blah, 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 blah. You know what's, whoa, sister. You know, let's pray for them right now. I tell you what, they ain't calling you too many more times. And then verse 15. And yet do not regard that person as an enemy. See, we all got some growing to do, don't we? See, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I want you because, I'm glad we're here preaching this today because, I know some people just like that. You know, just pray for them.
That's right.
Because we want everybody to get to heaven, don't we?
Amen.
That's what God wants.
Yes.
And no, we're not enemies of each other. We're just trying to learn. We're trying to grow. We're trying to God to teach us. Some of them may not have known this was in the Bible. He says, don't regard, but admonish. He uses the word admonish. Now, the admonish means a little bit different than exhortation. It means to reprove or to warn, but it means to do it mildly. You know, with the spirit that you're not condemning them, but you know what, that's, we don't need to do that. Yeah, you know that's not good. He said, that is one as a brother or sister in Christ Jesus. God is good. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I got a ways to go. And I need all the word I can.
Oh, yeah.
To help me to do what God would have me to do. If you're here today, you're not a child of God. You need to be. You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you're willing to repent of all of your sins and confess Jesus Christ, be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sin, God adds you to the church and we work out our soul salvation. And we all are on a journey. We're trying to get to heaven. We're trying to do it God's way. But if you're not in Christ, your sins are not covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you die in your sins, where God is, you're not going to be in peace. And if you're here, you have a prayer request, you can send your prayer request in on our prayer line. You can do it virtually. Or you can come and we'll pray for you even this morning. Come as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear him. And when the Savior calls, I will answer. And I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Oh, I'll be somewhere. Yes, I'll be somewhere.
Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name.
For my name.
And I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening, I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name. And if my heart is right,
when he calls
me, and if my heart is right.